The Gospel according to Matthew. Remember that I am sending you out like sheep among wolves, so be cunning as serpents and yet as harmless as doves. Beware of men, they will hand you over to Sanhedrins and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them and the pagans. But when they hand you over, do not worry about how to speak or what to say. What you are to say will be given to you when the time comes, because it is not you who will be speaking. The Spirit of your Father will be speaking in you. Brother will betray brother to death, and the father his children. His children will rise against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all men on account of my name. The man who stands firm in the end will be saved. If they persecute you in one town, take refuge in the next. And if they persecute you in that, take refuge in the other. I tell you solemnly, you will not have gone around the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. What a scary picture our Lord paints for us today. We know the Gospel is the good news, but in today's reading, there doesn't seem to be any good news. Brother will hand over brother, father will turn in his children, and children will rise against their parents. You will be hated by all on account of my name, says the Lord. Since the beginning of Christianity, our faith has been persecuted. From Rome to Persia, to the Middle East, India, Japan, China, Nazi Germany, to Russia, the Protestant Reformation, all have had Christian Catholic persecution. In an article on modern persecution, Justin DeLong states these statistics. During this century, we have documented in excess of 26 million martyrs. From AD 33 to 1900, we have documented 14 million martyrs. What a mind-boggling thought that more have died for the Christian faith in our century than in the times before Christ to 1900. Living in the United States, it's hard to understand present-day persecution. Our country was created by people who fled religious persecution and didn't want it in their new country. We are allowed to celebrate Mass freely, not having to hide. For some people living in other places around the globe, they face daily persecution. We cannot even imagine what that must be like. Where is the good news? In one line, those who hold out to the end will be saved. Jesus reminds us that our future is not completed with our earthly life. He has died for us to have eternal life. We will live beyond the persecution, beyond the hatred. We will live in the radiance of God's love. Does this mean we have no response to the persecution of our brothers and sisters around the globe? Of course not. Whenever possible, we must speak for them. We must remind the world of what they face and their unjust treatment. We must pray constantly for the change of heart and all those who hate. We must not harden our own hearts, though. Just because we see evil so much every day, we cannot become immune to it. We must continue to feel and to love those who hold firm to the end. Not just holding firm by existing, but holding firm by truly living our faith. Truly having the heart of Jesus by continuing to love those who hate us. The paradox of Christian life, to love in the face of hate. To give just one example, on Palm Sunday of this year, April 9th, 2017, twin suicide bombings took place in Egypt in two Coptic Christian churches. At least 45 people were killed and 126 injured. The bombings took place during the Palm Sunday Mass. But to this example of hatred, there is a response of love. Governments around the world condemned the actions. The Egyptian president himself declared a state of emergency and that the wounded could receive care at military hospitals. Muslims in Egypt gathered to donate blood to their Christian brothers. Pope Francis received the news while he was holding Mass in St. Peter's Square and prayed for the dead and the wounded. Not everyone who responded was Christian, but our faith teaches us that we must lead by example. Hopefully our example of Christian love is spreading around the world. The world must see that we are holding out to the end, that we will stand firm, that we will continue to love instead of hate. That as Christians, we follow the sacrifice of the cross and know it leads to eternal salvation. Now that is good news.